The special 10 Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of the Madani channel, once again we welcome you to our very special program, The Special 10, in which inshallah we are going to be continuing with our discussion regarding the blessed lives of those 10 specific and special individuals who received the glad tidings of paradise from the very blessed tongue of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world. And they received it all together, all 10 of them mentioned in one narration of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, each and every companion of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed a dweller of paradise. They are destined for paradise. But these 10 special individuals, they possess a higher rank, and they were given this special honor by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they were mentioned all in one narration together. But as usual, before we continue, let's listen to a blessing of reciting salawat and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "O people, without doubt, the one to attain salvation quickly on the day of judgment from its horrors and accountability will be the one amongst you who will have recited salat upon me in abundance in the world." Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, dear some brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we've just learned about a great blessing of reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, keeping in mind that the Day of Judgment has a lot of horrors. A severe accountability could take place for an individual. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, One means that we've been given by the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, in the previous episode we had started the discussion with regards to the blessed life of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiyallahu ta'ala an, and we'll continue discussing his blessed seerah, his blessed life, and continue to inshallah take lessons on board from his life, and likewise from the lives and the incidents of other companions that are mentioned whilst we are speaking about this blessed individual, inshallah. So let's make an intention before we continue, along with the other intentions that we would have made, inshallah, before starting the program, make an intention to take lessons on board and implement them into our lives. Otherwise, it's just listening for the sake of listening. It comes to just listening to the seerah, saying, "Wow, mashallah, they were great individuals." Indeed, they were great individuals. We can never even the status of the dust that touched their blessed feet. But we can take lessons from their lives. We can gain inspiration from their blessed lives and implement it into our own lives. And this is what we need to take on board. So alhamdulillah, we find with regards to Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala an, that there is a verse of the glorious Quran, the verse, "La tajidu qawman yu'minuna billahi wal yawm al-akhiri وَيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ أَوْ عَشِيرَتَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانَ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ So in this verse it is mentioned that you shall not find those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in the Day of Judgment, that They take as friends those whom Allah oppose the Messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if they are their fathers, their sons, or their brothers, or their own people of tribe, the tribesmen, Allahu Akbar. And these are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed iman, faith in their heart, has instilled iman in their hearts. Allahu Akbar. And this ayah, it is stated that this verse was revealed regarding Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala an. When we look at the status that this great companion Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah Ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu anhu, he possessed it in the eyes of the other companions, radwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. We find that after the apparent demise of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he took the khilafah, the responsibilities of the leadership for the believers, and then he stated, this is the status of Sina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala an, in the eyes of Sina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an. So Sina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, he said to the people, I like these two people, so whichever one of these you wish, you may take bay'ah, you may pledge your allegiance to them. And who are these two individuals? Allahu Akbar. It was Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala an, and Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala an. Subhanallah. So we find that the beautiful personality of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah was such that he had this status in the eyes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, that he said that if you wish, you may pledge allegiance to him. This was the, and likewise the love was mutual. You know, the love was mutual. This is the beautiful thing that we find in the seerah, in the life of the companions, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, he said to Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala an, that, O Abu Ubaidah, shall I not take bay'ah? Shall I not pledge allegiance in your hand? Allahu Akbar. Because I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that every ummah, every nation has an ameen, has an honest and trustworthy person. And the Ameen of this Ummah, Ameenul Ummah, this is why we discussed in the last episode that this was one of the titles of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah, Ameenul Ummah. And the Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is saying that I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that every nation, every Ummah has an Ameen, and the Ameen of this nation is Abu Ubaidah. Allahu Akbar. So that after hearing this, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, he replies, and he says that how can I pray salah in front of that person, how can I lead that person, the same person who led us in salah even during the physical presence of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world, even during the life of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world, and he continued to lead us, Allahu Akbar, until the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, physically departed from this world. This was, he was referring to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that how can I lead such an individual in prayer when he would lead us during the lifetime of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he continued to lead us without any objection until the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically departed from this world. Allahu Akbar. So we find one beautiful thing that we find is that the companions of radwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they had this mutual love. And many a times we find a conversation between two companions and normally people are busy trying to show how great they are. They're trying to boast about themselves, trying to tell others about their achievement. I've done this, I've done that, and I have achieved this, I've achieved that. So and so said this about me. So and so told me this. But the companions, their whole dealing was totally different, totally unique. They'd meet each other and they would say, but I heard the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying so and so about you. And he would reply, yes, but I heard so and so about you. And they'd be busy trying to prove how the other person is greater than them. Such was the humbleness of the great companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was such a beautiful lesson for us to take on board, that the great companions of Allah ta'ala alayhi ajma'in, they possessed such humbleness, they lowered themselves for the sake of Allah. And we find throughout their lives, they considered themselves nothing. We consider ourselves to be pious after having performed a small amount of good deed. And these great individuals, some of them, like Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah were discussing, and some of the previous companions we've discussed, who were given explicitly glad tidings, explicitly, from the tongue of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed tongue of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were given the glad tidings of paradise. And yet, they considered themselves to be sinners. They would pray for forgiveness without accountability. They'd start to cry at the mentioning of the grave, at presenting themselves at a grave, when they were at a grave present. At that time they'll start to cry. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, it is narrated regarding him that he would cry so much when he would be standing beside a grave that his blessed beard would become moist and wet and drained with tears. These were the great companions. They would pray for their forgiveness. they would consider themselves nothing. Yet they were the greatest of people after the Prophet alayhi wasallatu wasalam. We can never get to a status of a companion radiallahu anhu, simply because his company with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is such that enables him. His company with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is such that enables him to reach such a high status, such a great status. Allahu Akbar. And this is something for us to keep in mind. This is something for us to ponder over. We need to adopt, bring about humbleness in our life. And humbleness brings about many other things. Controlling anger, not retaliating, not taking revenge. This beautiful character that is brought within a person, it is, you could say, it is a fruit and end result of humbleness. So something for us to take on board, a lesson for us to take on board. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he narrates that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the most merciful and the most kind-hearted from my nation is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And the one most strict and firm with regards to religion and religious matters is Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the one who is the most truthful and the most modest. So the one who possesses the most modesty and is the most truthful is Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. And the greatest reciter of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu. And the one that is most aware of the knowledge of the fara'id, ilm al-fara'id, is Zayd bin Thabit. And the one that is most aware of the knowledge of halal and haram is Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. And pay heed, take heed and listen. Every ummah, every nation has an ameen, has an honest, trustworthy individual. And the trustworthy, honest individual of this nation, the ameen of this ummah, the ameen of this nation, is Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar. So we find the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning the great statuses, the great qualities and attributes of the blessed Sahaba radwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would praise the companions. Himself would mention their blessed status. Something for us to keep in mind. How can anybody in this day and age, ma'adallah, badmouth the companions? Say, make negative comments about the companions. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. Allahu Akbar. Something for us to keep in mind. We must not only respect each and every companion, but we must avoid any, even a hint of utterance or signal of disrespect towards the companion. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. And we must strongly, severely detach ourselves and avoid the company of such people who, ma'azallah, disrespect the companions. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is praising the companions, when he is warning us to not make them a target after his physical departure from this world, to fear Allah regarding his companions. These are the ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah fi ashabi. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the matters of my companions. Then how can we, ma'azallah, either think of disrespecting the companions or associate ourselves with such people who disrespect the companions? This is something really for us to take on board. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really grant us the ability to avoid the company of any such individual who disrespects the companion in any way, shape or form. Any companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we heard some of the blessed qualities of these companions that were mentioned directly by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now something for us to keep in mind is that all of these sifat, all of these qualities are indeed in each and every companion. Each and every companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was truthful. Each and every companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were truly acting upon the religion of Islam. Each and every companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they recited the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so on and so forth. But these blessed individuals, they had these qualities in their utmost perfect level. Likewise, the quality of honesty, the quality of amana, being ameen, this was really, this stood out from the qualities of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. So this is not to say that the other companions of Ridwanullahi ta'ala in his mind, they do not have these great qualities, these great attributes, but rather it stood out in these blessed companions who are mentioned, like Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. So this does not necessitate that the attribute of amana and honesty was not found in other companions, ma'azallah. It just means that the blessed personality of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah is such that this attribute really shone out, really stood out from his blessed personality. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayka ya Rasulullah. Let's listen to a beautiful narration with regards to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and his desire. What is his desire? Once he was sat with some of his companions, some of his friends, and he asked that what is your desire? What is your heart's desire? What is your desire from the depth and from the bottom of your heart? So somebody said that I wish I had a room full of gold. Yes, a room full of gold. But why? Why a room full of gold? So that I can be the richest person in town? So that I can show off and I can boast about my wealth? So that I can show superiority over others and consider others to be inferior? No. This is not the reason. Why would he wish to have a room full of gold? He says, I wish if I had a room full of gold so that I could give it all in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. You know, the beautiful mindset of these great personalities, these great individuals. And somebody said that I wish I had a room full of rubies and pearls and diamonds and various pearls. I had a room full of diamonds and various pearls. Why again? So that I could give it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These great individuals, these great personalities, they had their reasons. They said that we want to give everything in the way of Allah. But that act of giving charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is great. But the wisdom of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he says that I wish I had a room full of men like Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, Allahu Akbar. I wish I had a room full of men just like Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So when you look at the intention of the companions, they're giving sadaqah. And this is the mentality, this is the mindset. They would be thinking of ways to get rid of wealth before they even obtained it. I wish I had this wealth so that I could do this. Already getting rid of it. They were not gathering it. They were not accumulating it. But when you give sadaqah, obviously when you give charity, it benefits either one specific individual or a few specific individuals. But individuals, brave individuals, intelligent individuals, and honest individuals like Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu anh, they benefit the entire society. They benefit the entire Islamic nation. Allahu Akbar. This is why Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh is saying, I wish I had a room full of men like Abu Ubaidah. So they could be appointed various duties, they could be given various duties and tasks so that each duty is performed in its best way. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anh, he's a very simplistic man. Very simple. The way he lived, you know, bare minimum belongings he'd have. He'd only had 3 items in his house. And, you know, his possessions were very small, very little. And he would dress in a way where we would find uncomfortable. He was asked, I think, by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, why don't you make other means of rest? And he says, this rest is sufficient for me. Such a simple individual. When he was granted a post, and then this post was later to be removed, he was thankful, he was grateful. This is Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. And yet Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is saying that I wish I had a room full of men like Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. Why? So that it could benefit the entire community, the entire Islamic nation. So now, how can we take this on board today? How can we ensure that we do things which benefit the Islamic community, which benefit the Islamic nation? There are many ways. For example, alhamdulillah, the organization of Da'wat Islami is in front of us. The Madani works of Da'wat Islami are in front of us. So many departments, so many means through which the propagation of Islam, the propagation of Quran and Sunnah is taking place. So many mediums that are being utilized. So many mediums in which the education is provided, the Islamic education, be that Jamiat al-Madina, where the Alim course takes place, where a person undergoes a course in order to become an Islamic scholar. And likewise, Madrasatul Madina, where the Quranic education is being provided. And then Madrasatul Madina for Balighan, for the elders. So they cannot, for somebody who was not fortunate enough to learn Quran during his childhood, now it would be very awkward to tell him to go and sit with the children of Madrasa and learn alongside with them. So Dawat Islami caters for those separately. And many, many other departments. So Alhamdulillah, one way that we could benefit the Muslim community wide, all over the world realistically, you know, the Madani works of Dawat Islami are in pretty much every country of the world. So how we could benefit the Islamic community and Islamic nation in general is by contributing, by financially supporting Dawat Islami. Likewise, another way we could benefit the Islamic nation is either by ourselves becoming scholars, or ensuring that our children, at least one child of ours, becomes an Islamic scholar. Because when that happens, they benefit the community. A person who worships and secludes himself for worship, he benefits himself. This is why it is encouraged that a person who stays amongst the people, worships, and along with that benefits the people, he has a greater status, because he is benefiting people. He is not only keeping the benefit limited to himself. So there are many, if we were to think about it, there are many cases, there are many, even in our daily life, where we could find ways, okay, you know, this is only benefiting me, but if I do this, it benefits my Muslim brothers around me. And these are the things that we need to start to think about, in order for the betterment of the nation, for the betterment of the Muslim community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to take on board this message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly grant us the ability to possess this mentality, in order to serve our Muslim brothers, in order to serve the Muslim nation. And when we can develop this mentality is present so strongly in the blessed personality of Sidi Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, that we find him again and again. You know, his what is his mindset, what is his madani maqsad that he has given? I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. And there are Muslims all over the world. Countries, most of the countries, he has never been to, and yet people have accepted his message. Because he has this love and this passion for rectifying the Ummah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For benefiting the Ummah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such similar attributes, similar qualities, and similar emotions. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
The special 10 صحابة رضي الله عنهم. The special 10 صحابة رضي الله عنهم. The special 10 صحابة رضي الله عنهم.